Elegy for the Fallen Ethiopian Jews Who Died in Lebanon, August 2006. Written August 18th to August 19th, 2006. Adopted sons in a land twice distant, fallen in Lebanon, land of cedars. Who would know or tell that you passed this way? Who would know about your people's story? Soon, the awkward gazes, the stares, comments will fade away, and the dust will settle down over your new hallowed graves. Men of this moment, now noble heroes, sleep softly in stone-strewn valley bottom. You, having entered eternity's gates, will slowly be forgotten. Thus, for all. If your footsteps and your people's story should reach back in time 3,000 years, unknown by many, but seen by a few, how long will it course into the future? Noble Ethiopia, ancient land, fount of Nilus, high mountainous fortress, land of beauty, such stark, lovely beauty, yet also the veil of desolation, scourged by famine, drought, men's depredations. It was you who made these men what they are. For, long centuries ago, in past time, rumors of Solomon's magnificence came over the mountains to Sheba's queen. She came to him, inquiring for knowledge, accompanied by a large retinue, laden with gold and all sorts of treasure. She stayed some time in Solomon's city, in his palace, with its great cedar beams, gifts from Hiram, ruler of Lebanon. She inquired of him about everything, questions of the heart and problems of mind, until at last she left and returned home. With what did you return home, noble queen? With balm, spices, frankincense, and such things? Or was it pearls or purple dye from Tyre? These things are suitable for one who rules, marks of authority for Lord of Men. No one knows what the queen took in her heart back to mountainous Ethiopia. Some say she bore in her Solomon's child, who became a king and father of more. What if she bore instead within her heart the knowledge of the fount of his wisdom, the open secret of all his greatness, and that of David, his shepherd father? The fear of the Lord is start of wisdom. Nonetheless, it was Abraham's family, in faith as it were, although not in flesh, which now began a second pilgrimage to their own promised land, mountainous south. There, amidst the currents of history, both benign and treacherous, they lived life, growing, pounding tiff, baking injera, raising their children, burying their dead, maintaining the flame of Abraham's faith, as sojourners in their own distant land. They forgot not their spiritual home. Who knows what sorts of contact persisted as years unspooled, passing time's spider thread? Flowing trade, traveling pilgrims each year, parchment scrolls, all traveling back and forth, from culture's fount to caravanserai, to the towns and rooms your people called home, and back again, for both ends were your home, both land of tiff, injera, and mountains, fixed, dusty, glorious, and majestic, the harsh highlands of Ethiopia. This your ancestral homeland forever. Yet also land between sea and river, land where your new father Abraham walked, although in a time more simple, peaceful, than the one to which you came now in haste. Thus time ran on, and your generations. 10 centuries on, what saw you, felt you, when Solomon and Sheba met once more, although at this time figuratively? In reality, the persons of both Philip the Apostle, the Lord's servant, and of the Ethiopian eunuch. Once more was the open secret passed on, and took root again in your hill country, in Abyssinia's monasteries, hermitages of Ethiopia, rugged, stalwart domain of Prester John, a dangerous frontier of flashing swords, yet able to remain fierce, proud, and free, while the rest of Africa was taken. In time came the Wolf of Rome, then others, who ravaged and scorched the land completely. Nature participated in this too. Children of Sheba's faith, you bore this all, the horror of drought, world's indifference, famine, revolution, murders, and loss. How some survived is still a miracle. A new generation rises as green as new grass after the mowing. Throughout all this time, your people remained, carefully formed into community, rooted in traditions, identity, older than the forests, but not quite the hills. Thus, at a certain time, who knows why then, a new call went out to leave one homeland, go north, and settle in land of promise. The people rose up like plovers on beach, like ibis on Nile's exposed mudflats, like migrant geese on high mountain glacier. Those with the faith of Moses, Ruth's courage, took their destiny to faraway land. They crossed over desert as the quail, 5 miles high, in 40 minutes, 2 hours, and came to a very different world. Alas, Ethiopia, ancient land, every time your people find a pebble, a wisp of cotton, a slip of paper, hidden in a bag, or fold of garment, memories of their homeland run strongly, memories strong as banging frying pans when the locusts are eating the croplands, memories of pounding teff at morning, acrid chaff dust rising into the nose, so bitter then, but so fragrant today, land of falafels, thoughts of injera, spice stalls in the market as usual, but their smells lead to places far away. Abyssinia, fair mountain landscape of stark mountainous tracts unknown elsewhere. Yet at stern Masada's peak on cold dawn, surrounded by vast iconic spaces, silent mountains and gossamer stone wall, starry, hushed heavens, stock still overhead. No sound of anything, even a bird. In the complete, pure silence, the soft voice, age-old resolution, never again, rises out of every heart, every stone, and seems to vanish into the thin air and into hearts as full sunlight appears. The road from Prester John to Hor Laval, mountainous pathway, is long, oh, so long. The way from Masada to Lebanon, covered in stones, craters, and shell casings, is very direct, crossed in mere miles, weeks. Far off, the hiss-pop of little katies tickles the air from horizon to ears. not so within one teff field of their fall. Dear Ethiopia, ancestral land, mighty river's birthplace, mountain stronghold, beautiful land, such stark, lovely beauty, yet also the mount of soil's erosion, vast, uncountable grains of sand washed down, down into Egypt, another land's silt, scourged by erosion, catastrophe, war. It was you who made these men what they are. For today, now, in this generation, they heard rumors of Solomon's greatness. The soldiers rose up like plovers on beach, like ibis on the Nile's exposed mudflats, like migrant geese on high mountain glacier. With Joshua's courage and Samson's strength, they entered the forest of cedar trees, fought like lions, and as lions they fell. Soon the awkward gazes, the stares, comments will fade away, and the dust will settle down over their new hallowed graves. Men of this moment, now noble heroes, sleep softly in stone-strewn valley bottom. You, having entered eternity's gates, will slowly be forgotten. Thus, for all. Yet, until then, may every shepherd boy, every maid of fair Abyssinia, remember you as they pipe timeless songs high, far off in the mountains of Gondar. Your memory shall rest with such as these, warbling notes on flute, with soft singing, floating over the new, green-clad hillsides.